The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. The time is 6:43 and it's time for Political Breakfast. We're a little early today. Why? Well, the annual Georgia Chamber Eggs and Issues Breakfast takes place in less than an hour at the Fox Theater. And that's where Georgia's governor and speaker of the House give their vision, or better yet, their wish list for the new legislative session. This is taking place just a day after a visit from President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who came to Atlanta to talk about voting rights legislation. Joining me this morning are political strategists Brian Robinson and Theron Johnson. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and go dog.
Uh-oh, you're a horse. You're a horse.
Yeah,
Theron, are you?
I haven't got my voice quite back yet.
So you're both in dog heavens, but thanks for being here today, this morning. Theron, you here?
I'm here.
And morning, you've got in full voice, too. Well, that's good, because I know you went to the game as well. Well, before we get to the breakfast, Theron, let's start off with you today. Do you think the Biden-Harris visit will impact what Governor Kemp will find the need to focus on today, especially after calling the visit political theater?
Well, it wasn't political theater at all. It was basically saving our democracy, particularly saving the most precious right we have as Americans, and that's our right to vote. And so I think that the visit from President Biden and Vice President Harris was so essential and was so necessary, and particularly the timing and the place of the speech. I mean, it was at Clark Atlanta University in Morehouse Quadrangle, where I was a proud graduate of Clark Atlanta University. But also it highlighted a lot of things that we need to focus on as Americans, and that is basically strengthening our voting laws and not sort of weakening them across the country. But it was met with a great deal of optimism. You had a lot of people in attendance that really paid very close attention to what the president and the vice president said. And we need action. We need to make sure that Congress goes back to Washington and do their job. And that is to pass the John Lewis Advancement Voting Rights Act. And I think that the speech highlighted a lot of things yesterday, but particularly making sure that we as Americans, and not just as Democrats, figure out a way to make sure that we pass this bill.
Yeah, Brian, as you know, voting rights legislation continues to be very controversial here in Georgia. What are your thoughts? Do you think the governor will have to attack it head on this morning, or will he just keep it moving because he attacked it yesterday and address other concerns like public safety?
There may be a passing reference to it. I would be shocked if that was a major focus, because and if he talks about it, he was talking about it in the framework of proposing some new voting security measure in the state. So he would be taking a Republican view on, as opposed to doing a point by point with the president, whose message was probably drowned out a little bit by the worst advanced scheduling I've ever seen, having this in a city that just won a national championship the night before.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody cared about what he was saying yesterday. And in fact, it was such a bit of a flop that even Stacey Abrams wouldn't go to it. It shows you a lot about where Democrats are right now, that they're in such bad polling that the gubernatorial nominee for the Democratic Party won't be seen with the Democratic president of the United States on a stage in her home city, in her home state, on the issue that she has made her central focus.
Wait a minute, a flop. Theron, would you categorize it as that, a flop, the visit yesterday?
Not at all. And first of all, you know, my good friend Brian should realize this, that he's worked in Congress just like I have, and he's worked with different presidential administrations. I mean, this trip was planned a long time ago, and it was something that the timing, I think, was ideal, actually. While we were among 60,000+ people at Lucas Oil Stadium chanting on our dogs, there's still the issue of voting rights that many millions of voters back here in Georgia care deeply about. And it wasn't a flop at all, because I think that, again, Georgia is the battleground. Lisa, you've heard me say this for many years now, and particularly this last year, that Georgia is the state that is now takes the place of a Virginia and a Florida. And so it wasn't a flop at all. It was so essential. I mean, look at the press coverage that it received. Look at the people that were in attendance. You had people from all over the country, civil rights leaders, voting rights advocates, come to Georgia, particularly to the Atlanta University Center, to talk about this key issue. But look, you know, Governor Kemp did exactly what he was supposed to do. If it was a Republican Republican president coming to Atlanta to make a speech about something that our party didn't support, we would, you know, put out the same political rhetoric. I just think that at the end of the day, Governor Kemp has got to figure out a way to make sure that he restores trust in Georgia voters, that our system, number one, is fair and that it's secure, and that, you know, what happened last time, even in the primaries last year, doesn't happen again in Georgia.
And Brian, I think that's what he's trying to do there. And I don't think the news of the day is who was there. It was who wasn't there.
Yeah, let me push back on that a little bit. Look, Stacey Abrams is her own candidate. She's her own woman. Just because she did not attend an event for the president does not make this sort of thing that Brian is trying to portray, that the Democrats are all in disarray. What's going on the Republican side is that you have two elected officials about to tear each other's heads off. And it's very contentious, crazy primary we're about to have. And you got all these people who are just scared of former President Trump and what he's going to say or do. And that there's so much, you know, scared to speak up. So the drama we had and the Democratic Party has no comparison to the drama that's going on right now in the Republican Party in Georgia.
With that said, it is an election year. So, Brian, what do you think we're going to hear today at Eggs and Issues?
Well, I think we get a fuller view of the agenda for the governor tomorrow in a State of the State address than we will today. I think maybe with the speaker, we may hear him make some comments about casinos and gambling. And he has said in previous interviews that he thinks that there's more support for it in the General Assembly this year than there has been in the past. We've heard that kind of thing before and nothing moved. Maybe this year is the one that is different. I do think you'll see some efforts to have more voting laws passed, election systems laws, and those will be some hot buttons, as in addition to constitutional carry, the gun issue of the season that Brian Kemp has already endorsed.
Support comes from Grady Health Foundation, presenting Move for Grady Saturday, April 27th, featuring a family-friendly bike ride through Atlanta's in-town neighborhoods. There's a ride, run, or walk distance for everyone, benefiting Grady Health System. More at moveforgrady.com.
Theron, how much time do you think will be given to the Buckhead City movement, if any?
I think it'll be a reference to it. I think that movement is definitely not gaining steam the way that they probably wanted it to going into the session. So, you know, I think the governor stays away from it if he's smart, because I think he hasn't really been too public on that issue. But I really hope that the governor and the lieutenant governor and the speaker this morning talk about things that also matter to the Georgia voters. Like, let's talk about raising the minimum wage, making a livable wage to $15 an hour. I think we're going to have a very uncomfortable conversation about some legislation that was just dropped to ban drop boxes. There's also going to be conversations about Medicaid expansion, Lisa, which is something that Brian and I agree that most Georgians, a majority of them, agree that we should actually expand Medicaid in Georgia. And I would hope that the governor will talk about strengthening our voting laws, but not in a way that makes it more restrictive for people to vote. There's even going to be some conversations about sports betting. Brian referenced casinos, but particularly sports betting in Georgia. You got a lot of different coalition members coming together to try to see if they can get some traction on that in this upcoming legislative session. And also, I think you're going to, you know, continue to see Democrats push for issues that matter to a lot of their members and a lot of their voters, particularly about figuring out how we can stabilize this economy, things that we can do to help small businesses. And last but not least, I really hope that the governor and the speaker and the lieutenant governor talk about this deadly pandemic that we're still going through right now in Georgia, where we still have people who are actually contracting, you know, these variants, and basically the hospitals are overflowed with people who are testing positive. Mm-hmm. So I really hope that we hear a lot of those things this morning.
Yeah. And Brian, Governor Kemp says teachers could soon be getting the remaining $2,000 of a proposed raise that was part of his 2018 campaign promise. Is that a must that has to show up on his to-do list since it is an election year?
Well, it's not just an election year. I think it's a different scenario than when he ran on the $5,000 pay raise in 2018, because we have a severe workforce shortage issue amongst teachers, as well as we do in many other industries as well. In fact, the governor right now is pushing for a $5,000 pay raise for state workers across the board because Gen X and millennial workers are leaving in droves. And that's definitely also true in the school systems, where there's been a tremendously stressful scenario for teachers over the last couple of years. You know, at least those who have taken the virtual learning seriously and really given their all and dealt with the anger and frustration of parents on one side and administration and school boards on the other side. It's been a tough situation. So I would love to see that move forward. But I think on the back end of that, we've got to demand that our kids be in school in person. This yanking families around by closing schools is not, in my opinion, a response to health protocols. It is not so much, you know, Theron always says the deadly pandemic. The Omicron variant is not killing people like it was last year, like the Delta variant did. This is much milder symptoms. This is not something we can stop schools and stop our economy for. We've got to move forward. And I think also in education, you're going to see the governor, maybe the speaker and others speak a little bit about making sure that CRT is not taught in Georgia schools. That's going to be the other hot button educational issue. But the bottom line is what matters to Georgia family, that kitchen table issue, it is making sure kids are in school, the doors are open.
Theron, I'll ask you, what is the most important thing Georgians need to hear today coming out of this breakfast?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I think the Republican Party has an opportunity here to show that they're unified with Democrats to basically work together in a bipartisan manner. But I go back to, you know, we got to revisit this sort of attempt by Governor Kemp to loosen gun laws. And so when he talks about being strong on public safety, you know, everybody focuses on Atlanta, Lisa. But a lot of these state legislators, particularly in the suburban areas and rural areas where crime is up in their areas, too, I think that I'm really waiting to hear for the governor to come to us with a very specific, comprehensive plan to deal with public safety issues that address us, not just in the city of Atlanta, but across the state, particularly in some of our other metro counties. And so I really want to hear a public safety plan, not telling me that it's gangs everywhere in Georgia, which we know there are, and not telling me how loosening gun laws and making it easier for people to carry guns is going to help solve our public safety crisis, not just in the city of Atlanta, but across the state of Georgia. And then lastly, Lisa, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be great if we heard Republicans finally say that we need to expand Medicaid in Georgia? I mean, that would be music to a lot of people's ears, particularly in the rural areas where we see hospital closings, knowing that Medicaid and healthcare is just so expensive for a lot of our Georgians. And so those would be some of the things that I would want to hear from the people at the Eggs and Issues today.
All right, Brian, and with you, do you think Medicaid will top the list of topics today?
It will not be mentioned today. Because, I mean, unless the Democratic leaders of either House chamber are able to speak, it's not going to be something you hear Republicans talk about. It is something the state needs to explore, particularly now that the waiver plan that Kemp put forward has been denied by the Biden administration. But it's not going to happen going into a Republican primary in 2022. The best case scenario, if Republicans secretly want this to happen, the best case scenario would be a special session during the summer, which also is highly unlikely.
Brian Robinson is a Republican strategist, communications consultant, and former deputy chief of staff for Governor Nathan Deal. Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist, public affairs and government consultant, and most recently a senior advisor to the Biden Georgia campaign. Thank you guys for waking up early this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Go Dogs.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The Gold Dome Scramble podcast is now Plugged In, a WABE politics podcast. New name, same in-depth, on-the-ground reporting from us, WABE politics reporters Sam Greenglass and Raul Bally. We'll cover local, state, and national politics as we go beyond the headlines with journalists, voters, and politicians. New episodes drop Fridays starting April 26th. Listen and subscribe at WABE.org or your favorite podcast platform.